A new government doesn't equal an instant fix in the Central African Republic. When's the last time you praised God because you were sick? And the village of Tiktik means growth to an audio Bible ministry. Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A newly appointed prime minister and his cabinet take their first step toward ending nationwide violence in the Central African Republic today. Jim Hocking of Water for Good, an in-country partner of Living Water International and Reach Beyond, shares the latest.
It still is not calm, just to make it clear. There's a lot of problems still in the country. Nobody wants to lay down arms.
The unrest is causing people to ask questions, and believers are sharing the hope of Christ.
God is using this conflict to really bring people back to the church and begin to seek His face.
You can help God's message reach the CAR. Find out how at missionnetworknews.org.
We have teams on the ground sharing their faith, but without some funding, we cannot continue to work.
You can also read Hocking's full report there, too. Next, the Barnabas Fund reports Iraqi Muslims are being killed for opposing the Islamic State's actions against Christians. In the face of this violence, peril for displaced Christians is growing. This week, EFCA Reach Global expects temperatures to hit nearly 120 degrees in Erbil, where thousands of refugees are located. They're discussing long-term strategy to provide for physical and spiritual needs. Pray for God's guidance over their planning this week. This is Mission Network News. Even though Greece has a rich history with Christianity, it's not easy to be a follower of Christ. Evangelical churches don't really have a legal status. Proselytizing is illegal. However, the Ministry of Religious Affairs in Greece is looking at a bill to change that. AMG's Tassos Ioannidis calls it a huge answer to prayer.
This new law, it removes a lot of the barriers that have existed over the years. And it is not perfect, but it's a big step forward from where Greece has been. So we are praying that the law is approved and the implementation goes forward.
If Parliament passes the new law, it could open doors for many more opportunities to be the hands and feet of Christ there. It's especially true now that refugees are flocking to Greece, the international entry point to Europe.
With everything that is happening in Syria and Iraq, there are a lot more refugees that are coming to Greece. So there is a lot of need in the Athens area, and the churches are overwhelmed.
We have links at our website to help you pray, give, or go. Meanwhile, women are praising God because they're sick. Can you guess why? Tim and Carrie of Pioneers USA work with HIV-positive women and children in India. Tim describes the background story.
The husband goes outside of marriage and contracts HIV and then brings it home to his wife and then subsequently to her children through birth and nursing. These women will work and they'll expend and go into debt to care for the husband who eventually dies from HIV, leaving her widowed.
The women Tim and Carrie minister to have a steady income and healthy community. Most of all, they know Jesus. That's why they're praising God. Carrie explains their motive.
God is constantly using broken and sinful people to do His work. We are broken people that He has chosen to send to India to work with other broken people so that His goodness and His love and His glory can be seen.
Help support this ministry by visiting us online. And when I say Tiktik, what do you think of? A deer-like creature? Toddler speak? A village? Well, it's the name of a village in central Mozambique where Audio Scripture Ministries just did an audio Bible distribution. Here's why we're talking about it. This one distribution represents a sudden influx of requests from several other language groups and villages. It's a good problem to have, but the staff's feeling pressure. Would you pray with them? Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer. It's a good one. You'll like it. It's a film about the power to change lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through their unique story-based oral communication style. Get Ibrahim and the Dreamer, 1-800-995-4828, or click on the Ibrahim and the Dreamer link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.